Welcome back. This is the Break Noise Cleanup Masterclass for Jungle Rollers, Intermediate Level, in Ableton Live. Here's the vibe. Old school breaks are meant to be gritty, that's the whole point. But in a modern roller, especially with a proper sub and a reese taking up real estate, you want controlled dirt, you want the snap, the swing, the attitude without that constant hiss carpet, low rumble, boxy room tone, and that fizzy top end that fights everything else. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable break cleanup rack you can drop on almost any break channel. It'll do three big things. Clean up the low end so your sub has space, tame ugly resonances without killing the break's personality, and control noise dynamically so it backs off in the gaps but doesn't choke the groove. And then, because we're not trying to make jungle sound like plastic, we'll add parallel dirt return so you can dial vibe back in intentionally. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset check. Don't mix breaks and solo for too long. You can get a break sounding perfect alone and then wonder why it disappears or why your bass suddenly feels smaller. We're cleaning the break so it sits with the bass. Keep that in mind the whole time. Alright, step 0. Pick the right break source and don't accidentally create extra noise with warping. If you have multiple versions of the same break, pick the cleanest rip. You'd be amazed how many problems are already solved by just using a better source. Then in Ableton, open the clip and make sure warp is set sensibly. For breaks, start with beats mode. Turn transient loop mode off, or try forward if you hear little clicks. For preserve, transients is usually the best starting point for snare definition. The reason this matters is simple. Bad warping can smear the top end and create warbly artifacts that sound like noise. Then you end up cleaning something you accidentally added. Step 1. Set headroom. Don't EQ into clipping. Pull the clip gain down so your peaks hit around -10 to -6 dBFS. If you want consistency, throw a utility on the channel and use it as your level control, but clip gain is great, because it's pre-FX and keeps your processors reacting predictably. Teacher note here, if your break is too hot, every decision gets weird. Gates trigger differently, compressors clamp harder, saturation gets harsh, and your ear thinks louder equals better. So we set headroom now and we keep it. Step 2. Clean sub junk first. High pass and low management. Put EQ 8 first in the chain. Start with a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is really dirty or it's got turntable rumble, you can go up to 45 or even 60. Don't overdo it unless you mean to. Then listen for that low-end throb that can fight the sub and kick. A gentle bell cut around 120 to 220 Hz usually helps. Start small, like -2 to -4 dB, with a Q around 1 to 1.8. The goal isn't to remove weight. The goal is to stop the break from pretending it's your sub layer. In rollers, the sub and kick relationship is sacred. Most break low end is just extra baggage unless you're deliberately going full range old school. Step 3. Kill ugly resonances, but keep the character. Still on EQ 8, do the classic sweep. Take a bell with a narrowish Q, around 6 to 10. Boost it temporarily, like +6 dB, and sweep until something jumps out as nasty. Then turn that into a cut. Common zones, ser honk or ringing often lives around 450 to 900 Hz. Boxy room tone often sits in 200 to 400 Hz. Harsh fizz is usually 5 to 9 kHz. Your cuts are usually in the -2 to -5 dB range. Keep them narrowish. If you scoop wide areas, you'll get a clean break that has no attitude and no presence. And here's a workflow tip you'll thank yourself for later. If you tend to use the same break families, map the frequency of one EQ node to a macro in a rack later. That way you can quickly retune the notch for different rips without resweeping from scratch. Now step 4. Dynamic noise control. This is where most people level up. A static EQ can reduce hiss, but it can't stop the noise between hits. That's where a gate, used as an expander, becomes the jungle way. Add gate after EQ 8. We're not trying to do that hard, choppy gate sound. We want expansion, quieter gaps, natural tails. Turn on sidechain if you want extra control. And yes, you can sidechain the gate from the break itself. Self-keying works great because you can filter what the detector listens to. Enable the sidechain EQ. High pass around 150 Hz so low thumps don't trigger it, and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it focuses more on the snare and upper mid energy rather than pure hiss. Then set your starting values. Threshold. Adjust until the tail noise drops in the gaps. Often that's around -28 to -18 dB, but it depends on your clip gain and the source. The key control here is return. Set return to around -6 to -12 dB. That's what makes it expansion instead of slamming shut. Attack, fast, 0.3 to 1 millisecond, hold, 10 to 25 ms, release, 60 to 140 ms. Faster tempos like 172 to 176 usually want slightly faster releases, so the groove doesn't feel like it's dragging. And floor, you can go all the way down to minus infinity for aggressive cleanup, but for most rollers, try something like minus 20 dB first. That keeps a little breath and avoids that vacuum-sealed feeling. Your goal, the snare and hat still breathe, but the hiss isn't sitting there constantly like a blanket. Quick coach note, noise often lives in the tail, not the transient. If your gate keeps chattering, or it feels like it's messing with the groove, consider a more surgical approach before you over-tighten the gate. In Live 12 you can use Shaper to reduce only the sustain, leaving the transient intact. In any version, you can use an envelope follower map to a utility to dip level after the initial hit, like 5 to 30 milliseconds after the transient. Same idea, crack stays, tail calms down. Step 5, transient first cleanup, punch before polish. Add drum bus next, it's stock. It's underrated, and it's perfect after cleanup. Set drive around 2 to 8%. Listen for density, not distortion. Then transient, plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how much your cleanup softened the attack. Boom is usually off for breaks in rollers, because it can mess with your kick and sub. If you want a hint of weight, keep it tiny, like 0 to 10%. Crunch, 0 to 10 if you want bite, but be careful with already harsh breaks. And do the boring but pro thing. Gain match. Compensate the output so you're not just loving it because it's louder. Step 6. Multiband cleanup. This is the serious control move. Instead of trying to fix everything with one chain, we split the break into low, mid, and high lanes and treat each one differently. Create an auto effect rock on the break. Make three chains, low, mid, high, on each chain. Use EQ3 or EQ8 to isolate the band. Low chain. Low pass around 140 to 180 Hz. Mid chain. Band pass roughly 180 Hz to 4.5 kHz. High chain. High pass around 4.5 to 6 kHz, depending on where your hats and hiss live. Now treat each band. On the low chain, you're mainly removing rumble and keeping the low end controlled. If you need it, add EQ8 for extra cleanup. If the low is jumping around, add a compressor with light settings. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to flatten it, we just want it to behave. On the mid-chain, that's your body end punch. This is where boxiness lives, and also where the snare can turn papery. If it's boxy, do small cuts around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare lost bite, try a tiny, wide boost around 2 to 3 kHz. Keep it tasteful. On the high chain, that's the hiss zone. Put a gate here too, expander style. You can use a higher threshold than your full band gate, because the high band is mostly noise. Set the release around 40 to 90 ms so hats don't vanish. Optional but powerful, add saturator on the high band with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 4 dB. This sounds backwards, but it works. It can make a quieter high band feel present, so you can turn the actual hiss down without losing perceived brightness. Then blend the chains with their volume faders. This is the secret sauce. Instead of one processor doing violence to the whole break, you rebalance the break. Extra diagnostic trick, check for fake width hiss. Put utility after the break and solo the side channel. If the side is mostly fizzy noise, you can reduce it without harming the center punch. Narrow the width slightly, or use EQ8 in M/S mode and pull down a gentle high shelf only on the sides, like 1 to 3 dB. Step 7. Clean but still jungle. Parallel dirt return. If you clean too much, don't undo your cleanup. Add a vibe back in parallel so it's controlled by a fader. Create a return track called Break Dirt. Put saturator first. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter in bandpass mode, around 700 Hz to 6 kHz. Keep it in the character range, not in the sub. Then add redux very subtly. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Downsample X2 to X4. The return level is your mix knob, so keep the processing intense but the send low. Send your break to break dirt at something like minus 20 to minus 10 dB, and blend until it feels alive again. And if you want air that isn't hiss, create another return called break AIR. Put a very mild saturator, then EQ8, high pass around 4 to 6 kHz and a wide lift around 10 to 12 kHz. Blend super low. You're adding harmonics and perceived brightness, not raw SHHHHHH. Step 8. Arrangement moves. Noise control across the roller. Break noise is most obvious in intros and sparse sections, so automate. This is where your track starts sounding like a finished record instead of a loop. Automate the high band level, lower in verses, lift slightly in drops. Automate gate threshold, tighter in intro, looser in the drop for energy. Automate a high shelf, pull down 1 to 2 dB when the bass is busiest. Automate the break dirt send, more in fills, less under vocals or lead hooks. Here's a classic roller trick. In the last 8 bars before the drop, automate a tiny high band lift, like 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB. It builds tension without needing extra elements. And one more arrangement trick that's super clean. Carve time, not just EQ. If the break fights the Reese, put a compressor on the break keyed from the bass, and do just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction with a fast attack and fast-ish release. It's often cleaner than permanently scooping mid-range out of the break. Step 9. Final drum bus glue. Don't overcompress breaks. Group your drums and put glue compressor on the drum bus. Start with attack 3 ms, or 10 ms if you want more punch. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you add a limiter, make it safety only, not loudness. Important reality check. Breaks are already historically compressed from sampling, tape, and resampling. If you overdo bus compression, you bring the noise floor right back up. Also, use the sidechain filter in your compressor or glue. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz so low thumps don't cause big gain reduction that then releases and pumps the hiss up. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. High passing too high, like 90 to 120 Hz, and then wondering why the break feels thin and fake. 2. Hard gating so tails get chopped and the groove loses glue. 3. Overscooping mid so it sounds clean but disappears in the mix. 4. Trying to fix everything with one EQ instead of band-specific control. 5. Compressing aggressively after cleanup and re-raising the noise floor. 6. Not gain matching. Your ears will always pick louder as better if you let them. Let's do a mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Pick a classic break. Amen. Think, Hot Pants, Funky Drummer. Build a 2-bar roller loop at 174 BPM. This audio version is shortened for playback.